Hello, everyone. This podcast is presented by Studio 3, an in-house production studio of Dongrilla.com.
Everybody knows Samsung. It's a name recognized across the world.
I don't think people really even have a grasp on what all the areas are that Samsung touches. There's construction companies and hospitals and automobiles, and the list just kind of goes on and on.
Whenever someone asks me, you know, where do I work, and I tell them Samsung, immediately the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, oh, wow, they make really good products. And I can't help but just, you know, sit there and smile and agree, because, you know, a lot of what we do make has really just been extremely innovative.
It's exciting to know what is going to be the next new product and how will I get to be a part of that.
It can be tough at times, but what I've come to realize what's great about this place is the people.
They're the ones that make me excited to come to work. We all want to hear each other's ideas, and we all want to help each other and support one another.
So obviously, you're the strongest asset that any company has, and I think that Samsung really does value the people that they're onboarding, and I think that the programs that they build out to make life and work balanced and good, I think that they are making a very conscious effort. What makes working at Samsung so exciting and a rich place is that there's a lot of diversity.
You can tell by some of the ideas that come out that everybody's coming at it in a different way. And I think that you don't necessarily get that if you weren't a diverse company.
Every day I walk into this office, I am surrounded by brilliant technologists, innovative marketers, people who create an environment that is just so inspiring to want to build and create new and innovative and exciting products.
One of the greatest things about working here at Samsung is the opportunity to give back to communities. We're focused on three key pillars: health, education, particularly STEM education, and environmental sustainability. One example is the Samsung Day of Service. We close our offices all across the country and ask our employees to go out and do community service.
Samsung is impacting kids in education by enabling them to have great technology.
Over the past decade, Samsung's Hope for Children Gala has teamed up with retail partners to raise millions of dollars in support of community efforts around children's health, education, and environmental sustainability efforts.
The passion to build and develop technology that's never existed before in itself is just, you know, phenomenal. And then within research, to try to really focus on what's really driving consumers' passions themselves and really uncovering things that make people happy.
Now, part of why Samsung is being so successful is because every time we look at one of these products, we're always thinking, what is the experience that we want someone to have? What is the emotion that we want someone to have? When you see your parents or your girlfriend or someone talking on a Galaxy phone or washing their clothing in a Samsung washing machine, you know that you're actually working on something that will change and impact the way that people live their lives.
I work for a company that is inspired to make a product that essentially makes life better.
Thank you for listening. For more such amazing podcasts, please log on to dongrilla.com.